Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I know we're not supposed to be all political, but you know, regardless of our view of CRT, anything that grows like wildfire out there needs to be drilled down upon so we can apply what works. And the biggest thing I noticed about the transition is the changing of the villain, which then begs the question, who do we create a villain? Something to avoid, or in this case, fight against. Here are two things that make folks want to oppose a villain. First up, someone they don't like anyway. Hey, no need to recreate the wheel. In this example, it's the teachers' unions and the big corporations that feed upon the education system. Notice the lack of specificity. They don't name teachers they oppose. It's the union that's the problem. So think about conflict. What are the two sides? What is misunderstood or not trusted? Second, someone with bad motivation. Again, nothing specific. The activists say these teachers' unions and corporations support what's, quote, not in your child's interest, close quote. Now, this doesn't demonize the group, but it broadens the appeal. So folks who have a problem with how race is taught, how religion is taught, they can all come together. The more folks, even those who don't agree on anything else, can agree to be against the villain, all for their own and separate reasons. Now, let's apply these ideas to our world. Our villains don't have to be a specific person. Of course not. They can be outcomes. They can be, just as an example, toxic cultures or a group such as poor leaders. A lot of us do that already. The difference here is that what we've discussed before, visceral emotional reactions. That villain has to be bad enough that it threatens what folks care enough about to act. And this last point is the purpose behind creating a villain. The bigger the villain, the more willing people are to act. And this is what we need as well. We need to pinpoint something so bad that folks are willing to act so they can avoid our villain. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.